news emerging this lunchtime, there's to be a commission of inquiry into allegations of sex abuse in schools around the country. The details will be announced shortly, hopefully while we're on air, by the Education Minister, Helen McEntee. Let's get more now on what's known so far from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, this just breaking in the last 30 minutes or so. What are you hearing?
What we're hearing is that the government is going to establish a commission of investigation into allegations of historical sexual abuse. People will remember last year that a scoping inquiry found that more than 2,000 allegations of abuse were made at 300 schools. The second thing it's going to do is also to draw up a redress scheme for victims. If you take the commission of investigation first, usually these are set up to investigate specific matters of public concern. They do have an investigative role. They are looking at finding facts, but crucially, Rachel, it does not determine legal guilt or innocence. That's something which is left by the courts. We'll want to hear what the terms of reference for this inquiry to see its scope. And then the other thing it has is the power of compellability to get witnesses to testify. Crucially, usually things like this, rather than a tribunal which conducts its work in public, this type of inquiry takes an awful lot of its work in private, and that's designed to try and encourage, you know, candid testimony and protect sensitive people so that it can get its work done faster. The second thing which we just mentioned is that issue of drawing up a redress scheme for victims. Now, people who were victims of, say, the spirit and religious organisation, they've been saying that they want this to happen in parallel, the same time as any commission investigation. What they don't want is a redress scheme to come at the very end, because they feel that many of their members are already in dire straits, that they're not able to finance things like care, and they want to get that sorted as soon as possible. So a key thing we'll be listening out for when Minister Helen McEntee gets to her feet at around 1:30 is what work is going to take place on that, how quickly will it come into being, and are there any limitations being placed on it?
Is it known, Paul, whether this commission of inquiry will focus solely on religious-run schools, or will all schools be included?
What we're hearing is that it's going to be wider than just religious schools, that it was deemed to be unfair that it would just focus on one school rather than others. So that means you would have many, many schools coming under the remit, and it raises the question of the efficacy. How is it going to be possible to carry out such a broad issue of investigation? How long is that going to take? Or would they just, like the scoping inquiry, take a number of schools and extrapolate out from that? So those are the types of questions which the minister will have to answer.
Mm-hmm. There are some interesting questions there, all right, because we've seen in recent times some quite stringent criticism of commissions of inquiry, in some cases because of the fact that they last so long.
Exactly. And once this is set up, then it has its own life. It is not something that the government can just begin to sort of interfere with. It's going to be led, we understand, by Mr. Justice Michael McGrath. He's going to be the chair of the commission. And so it would be up to the judge to decide how to conduct their business. There would be interim reports given to government. They'd have an idea as to how the investigation was proceeding, but it is independent. And that's why the terms of reference are so important, because it is the government who determines them, and if the government makes them wide enough, then that means it will continue for an amount of time. Equally, it's under pressure if it tries to narrow the terms of reference. Maybe the commission isn't able to get to the bottom of what it needs to investigate. So there is, you know, there's an awful lot of delicacy there, very important, and it'll be up to the minister to clarify what route she's taking and why.
And as you say, we should have more before the end of the programme. And like I said, we're going to return to that announcement this lunchtime. There's to be a commission of inquiry into sex abuse in schools. The Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, due to make that announcement shortly. Our religious and social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, is here. Alva, tell us what's known so far and about the path, really, to this announcement.
Yeah, I suppose the seed of all of this, if we go back to that RTE documentary, Black Rock Boys, but a scoping inquiry was...
All right, Alva, and just okay. As you start, yeah. The Minister also starts. Let's go live to government buildings.
The government have agreed to appoint Mr Justice Michael McGrath as Chair of the Commission, and I want to thank him for agreeing to carry out this work. Establishing a Commission of Investigation was the primary recommendation of the scoping inquiry, which was established to examine historical sexual abuse in schools run by religious orders, And I want to again acknowledge and thank Mary O'Toole for her work in carrying out the scoping inquiry, and to acknowledge and thank my predecessor, Minister Norma Foley, for her work in this area. As many will recall, the scoping inquiry was told of 2,395 allegations of historical sexual abuse in schools run by religious orders. This involved 884 alleged abusers in 308 schools right across the country between 1927 and 2013. Above all, I want to take a moment to sincerely thank every single survivor, to thank them for their bravery, whether they were in a position to come forward or not. I want to particularly thank the late Mark Ryan, as well as his brother David, who were absolutely instrumental in the establishment of the scoping inquiry. The findings of the inquiry were nothing short of devastating. Children and young people who were sent to school, as thousands of children are every day, were sent to give them a better chance of life, to improve their outcomes, to make friends, to socialise and to learn. What they were met with within these school gates was beyond comprehension. It is thanks to their heroic bravery that a light has been shone on a deeply dark period of our history. What is clear is that survivors want accountability. They deserve accountability, and that is why I am today announcing the establishment of a commission of investigation, its terms of reference as recommended by the scoping inquiry. This commission will have a remit to examine the handling of sexual abuse in all types of schools, not just religious-run schools. This was a wish expressed by many survivors, and I can confirm this today. The commission will be independent in its work and will begin this work in the coming months. Once its work begins, the commission will seek an initial expression of interest from those who may wish to provide it with information. This will be widely communicated and it will be advertised so that anyone who wishes to come forward will have an opportunity to do so. Importantly, this will be done in a trauma-informed and in a sensitive way. A survivor engagement programme will also be established under the Commission to provide an opportunity for survivors to give an account of their experiences, which will not only help the Commission in its work, but it will also contribute to our national understanding of what happened in our schools and allow us to learn lessons for the future. The work of the Commission, as I've mentioned, will at all times be survivor-centred and trauma-informed. The area of redress, I know, is so important to survivors, to ensure that the institutions and the religious orders involved in these awful crimes are held accountable, and that includes financially. The report of the Interdepartmental Group, a group which was established to advise on the recommendations of the scoping inquiry, has advised that more work must be undertaken on any potential scheme. Any scheme must be funded by those who ran the schools where this abuse occurred. Let me be very clear. All potential levers that can be brought to bear to secure the funding from those responsible for sexual abuse in schools must be considered and will be considered. This work will include looking at potential changes to the statute of limitations for civil claims, changes to the status of unincorporated associations, crucially looking at what assets these religious orders and groups have, they don't have, what they claim they have, what we think they have, because all is important, and much more. Again, I fully recognise how important redress is for survivors, how it is a measure of accountability for the awful crimes that they endured. That is why more work and more analysis is required regarding redress. But crucially, this will happen in parallel to the work of the Commission. We will not wait until the work of the Commission is completed. This will happen immediately and in parallel to the work of the Commission. Government have also today accepted further recommendations of the scoping inquiry. These relate to the experiences of victims and survivors of sexual violence in the criminal justice system. And under our whole of government strategy, Zero Tolerance, work is underway, but much more work needs to continue. It will include engagement on memorialisation, what that looks like. What's very clear from survivors is that there is no one agreed idea or position on what memorialisation would look like. So it is important that further work through the scoping inquiry and through the Commission of Investigation would inform that. It will also focus on supports for survivors throughout the Commission's work, and finally further strengthening child protection in schools. It's important to note that the scoping inquiry found that the current child protection systems in our schools are robust. However, more can always be done. And so my department will now establish a child protection in schools group in the coming weeks to see what more we can do to protect children, and this will feed into the work of the overall commission. Today is an important day.
And there you have it, the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, confirming that there's to be a commission of inquiry into sex abuse in schools. She also announced a number of other plans, including plans for a redress scheme. Our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally, is with us all the while. Alva, you were listening to that. I know you've also been getting some early reaction. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so, I mean, most of the survivors that would have been involved in the scoping inquiry would have called for a statutory investigation or inquiry, certainly a commission of investigation. Now, I have preliminary reaction to this announcement. And so there are various groups right around the country and various survivors. But one of the groups is Restore Together, and that is people who were abused when they were in school, and those schools were run by the Spiritan Order. They say that any inquiry must be based on the model of restorative justice, where the healing of victims and survivors is the main objective. For this to happen, they need to have a proper role in the operation of the investigation and not processed or brutalised by legal systems and culture, as has been the case in the dozen or so comparable inquiries in the last 30 years. And this is where Justice Michael McGrath will have his work cut out for him, because there has been criticism over previous inquiries. It also says redress is part of healing, and it doesn't augur well that it's seemingly being kicked down the road, you know, and that's their view of now. Helen McEntee has said it's something they need to work on, they need to look at. But I suppose it's not the first thing they're hearing today.
All right. Well, listen, for now, thank you very much, Alva. No, lots more, no doubt, throughout the day here on RTE Radio 1 and elsewhere.